The Canes are playing the Islanders. It starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You can hear it right here.
Let's go.
On 99.9 The Fan.
Let's go.
Stormwatch ahead of it for a full hour. You can tune in at 4 o'clock for that, featuring Adam Gold. The Canes are playing the Islanders. And you know what? Nothing has changed since the Canes and Islanders originally learned that they were going to face each other in the first round earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday. Right? Once the pair was made, once the match was made, nothing has changed. And what I mean by that is the matchup doesn't matter. I said this on Tuesday. I thought about it on Wednesday. We revisited it on Thursday. I'm all in on it on Friday. The matchup doesn't matter. The Canes swept them in the second round back in 2019. The Canes beat them last year in the first round. The Canes have all this history with them. They are nameless and faceless opponents. The Canes have to simply play their best level of hockey and mow down whoever's in their path. You know what I really don't like that I saw quite a bit of in the NBA playoffs that are also getting started?
What's that?
I felt like people were jockeying for matchups. Like, oh, we might lose this one because then we get to play the Knicks instead of Boston or whatever. I'm like, no. If the goal is to win a championship, you're going to have to beat good teams along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Go beat good teams. Right? Oh, the Islanders this. I don't care if they're the matchup you wanted, the matchup you didn't want, the matchup you thought was a good schematic fit for the Canes, or the matchup you thought was a bad schematic fit for the Canes. They're going to have to beat good teams. They're going to have to beat whoever's there. Line them up, knock them down. Martin Natchez on the intensity of an opening round NHL playoff series.
First couple of games are more like way more intense and, you know, harder to play. It's more, you know, physical and this kind of stuff. But, you know, as you go, you know, as you play more games, everybody gets a little tired and then feel like, you know, maybe the first series is one of the toughest ones because then, you know, obviously now everybody has a lot of energy and everybody runs around. So, yeah, you got to be ready. Very excited. This is what we've been, you know, waiting for basically all season and finally be here.
You're darn right it's what you've been waiting for your whole season. The Canes have – this is it for the Canes. There are teams, heck, maybe even the Islanders, based on how their season started and they changed coaches and they made a little run, they might just be like, hey, happy to be here. Right? It's an accomplishment that we made the postseason. Not the Canes. Not the Canes even – 5 years ago, yeah, the Canes. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the Canes make the playoffs. All right, we're doing something, moving in the right direction. How awesome is this? This year's Canes? I mean, if anyone is out-intensing you, if anyone is out-efforting you this postseason, red flags galore. I'd tell Rod Brindamore to put the pads on for a morning skate and go show him how it's done.
Yeah, he just might do it.
if there's an out-efforting there, nothing is off the table.
Don't threaten him with a good time.
Can you imagine? Walt Ruff report from morning skate. There's a skater out there. I don't know quite who it is.
Number 17 is not in the rafters
something
anymore.
Extremely familiar about the way he's moving out there. Oh, gosh, he just put him into the boards. Don Waddell, the GM, on what the real deal is about this postseason.
Well, it's nice to have the consistency. You know, we talked about it years ago that, you know, everybody's always talking about making the playoffs, and we don't talk about that anymore. You know, the consistency has been great, but, you know, now we got to take that next step. You know, we've had, I don't even remember how many playoff rounds we've had now in the 6 years, so we have plenty of experience under our belt, and, you know, now it's time to make best efforts to go take that next step.
It's about making the best efforts to take that next step. You know what the next step is. At minimum, winning the East. Last 5 years, right? Since that run in the 2018-19 season, which was magical, starting the following season, it's been what? Second round or first round, second round, a little bit further. They haven't taken a step back since then. To not take a step back from where they were last year. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. There's only, you know, one more series to go. And that's not to say, like, I don't want to – I know it might seem brash, bravado, whatever, right? Doesn't matter who the opponent is, go win. It's not about making the playoffs. It's about winning the whole thing. I'm not saying there won't be bumps along the road. I'm saying the Canes should be built to overcome them. I'm not saying, Matt Barzal or somebody's not going to make a play for the Islanders this series. They will. Hobson, right? They're going to have some guys that are going to make plays. I just think the Canes should be uber confident in their ability to make more. The interesting part is, right, I said nothing has changed since we talked about it on Tuesday. One thing has changed. Tuesday we said, hey, if they're going to steal one, it's going to be Sorokin. Now Dennis is sitting there telling me during the mm-hmm. it might not be that guy.
Might be Semyon Varlamov starting in net.
Which is a bit of kill your darlings. And what I mean by that is if you have a really good goalie that you are not starting because someone else is that hot, that shows you how hot that other goalie is.
We talked about how great Freddie Anderson has been over his last 10 mm-hmm. games. Here's the last 10 games for Varlamov. 8-1-1, so 8 wins, 1 regulation loss, 1 shootout loss. A save percentage of .930 and a goals against of just under 2.1. That's since the beginning of March.
It's darn near Freddie hot streak like.
It's pretty darn close.
It's darn near. So if, it, you know, it's actually, it was one of the questions I saw. It was a national media member, and they were doing the whole Twitter engagement thing where they ask a question, right? And it's a little provocative, and it's all right. Let's see what's going on here. And they said, like, all right, NHL fans out there, tell me, how in the world did the Islanders win this series? Because you know they did the whole like. Because I look at it and I see the Canes have an advantage here, 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 and here. How do the Islanders win? And I'm like, this is interesting, right? Because then you're going to hear like the pulse of Islanders fans. So I'm like, all right, let me click on these you put on like your helmet and pads to go deep into the underworld of the internet, and I clicked on the responses, and almost all of them were, well, go, you know, Russian goalie goes crazy, steals a couple of them, and that was like the gist of all of them. If he's not even the one getting the nod, that just shows you how well the other is playing. Mm-hmm.
It's just the other Russian goaltender.
Yeah, true. Actually, I should have been more clear there. Yeah. Maybe that's why they were using that verbiage. They're like, it doesn't matter who. But it's you know, if to use a different sport, right? If Clayton Kershaw is your third starter, that's not necessarily saying Clayton Kershaw is not a good not a good pitcher. It's just saying, you know, Walker Buehler must be having a heck of a freaking season. Or he's just on fire and hasn't given a hit up in a couple of starts. So that's one thing that has changed from Tuesday. Just the guy between the pipes. But guess what? Everything I said about the goalie still matters, right? That guy can still get hot and steal mm-hmm. one. You're still not going to get any freebies. You're still going to have to go in there and beat him. And that's still why you brought in Jake Guentzel. And that's still why you're so excited about Seth Jarvis being a 30-plus goal scorer. And that's still why you brought in Kuzi. And that's still why you need Svech to be Svech. Like, you shouldn't be asking for freebies at this point in time. You should be taking what's yours. There were stretches during the regular season where I was like, you know what, the Canes take any goal they can get. If the goalie falls over, if the goalie gets, you know, the light in their eyes, whatever it takes, you accept that goal. This, go force them. Go! Don't need freebies. Hmm? You shouldn't. That's why he brought in all those guys. Waddell and how integral Guentzel, and Kuzi have been.
I've always said, winning breeds winning. You like players that have won before. It doesn't matter what level they've won at. It's nothing like being a champion for whatever you're playing for. And you know, when you looked at the trade deadline with Guentzel and Kuznetsov, both guys have good track records. You know, we were looking. And I've said this before, we were looking to add to our team. We just weren't looking to add bodies. We were looking at potential impact players that have had success in the playoffs, and both these guys have had that.
It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about it a lot leading up to the game tomorrow at 5, right here on 99.9 The Fan. The Canes.
Let's go.
I mean, this is – we circled not this day because we didn't know what day it was going to be. We circled this game. This idea, this series for a long time. Hope we hear it a lot. For this series against the Islanders, we thought it'd be fun if we each named two players, and we did not compare notes, two players that are key for this series. I made two players ineligible just for my side. This was not Dennis.
Okay.
Aho and Freddie, they just they seemed right down the middle, like your best player and your goalie. Just seemed a little too on the nose.
Like our starting pitcher as
the
pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. Who's a key to this matchup? The quarterback and our best defensive player. Thanks. So that's just for me. I don't know if you chose either of them, but I just want to let
you. I did not.
I just want to let you know why I wasn't choosing them, even though it just makes sense. You go first. Give us one of yours.
Okay,
normally I bat lead off, but let's mix it up.
I'm actually gonna go with the player for the Islanders to start things off.
Interesting.
Going with Semyon Varlamov, because if he does get the start in net in game one tomorrow, as I said earlier, in his last 10 games, he's 8-1-1. Dude's on a heater, a .930 save percentage, and a 2.09 goals against average. Ilya Sorokin, the other goaltender, who the Canes beat in the playoffs last year.
Take that.
Since the start of March, the same time where Varlamov is 8-1-1, Sorokin, 6-6-1. And three of those wins came at the very beginning of March. So really, if you take away the first three games that he played in March, 3-6-1 in his last 10 games. Whereas Varlamov, 8-1-1 in the last 10, Sorokin his last 10, 3-6-1. But since the beginning of March, a .907 save percentage and a goals against of 2.7.
That's a much different goalie conversation than the one we just had.
Though right? Sorokin's being your dude,
but
Varlamov's
he's not
on the heater.
Great, and the other guy's on the heater. It's not picking between a 9.9 out of 10 and a 9.4. It's picking out of a 9.5 out of 10 and a 7.
Yeah,
but the 7 has a history of being
really good.
Yeah, being something special.
So if you can get to Varlamov early, force maybe a goalie change, force Patrick Waugh to make a goaltending change. Mm. You put in a guy who hasn't been as good lately in net.
It's also interesting that he's making some of the goalie decisions.
I know, right?
Does he know what it's like to be behind that mask?
Just a little bit.
I'll give you one of mine.
All right.
Jake Guentzel.
All right, fair.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Jake Guentzel. He's the rental. He's like he has – obviously, that whole line is complete players. The Guentzel, Aho, Jarvis line, they're all expected to do a little bit of everything. But there's something to be said, like it's like being a power bat in baseball that a team brings in on a rental for the stretch run. It's like your job is to hit home runs, right? And if you don't hit home runs, everybody's looking around going, you're not doing your job. Jake Guentzel's job is to create clutch goals. He comes in with that reputation. He comes in having proven that in Pittsburgh, and that's something that the Canes have been missing over the last few postseason runs, particularly near the end of their runs. So Jake Guentzel, it's like, here's your job. It's not an easy job. Do it, right? Every time they lose a game by one, if he doesn't score a goal, everyone's going to be looking around going like, where were you at?
Yeah.
That's why we brought you here, dude.
You're the mercenary.
Yeah.
That's what he is. You're the mercenary.
You want us to break the bank in an extension? We're prepared to, but come on, man. Or re-sign, I guess, wouldn't be an extension. My point is, Jake Guentzel has a lot of pressure on him to score the goal, not just a goal, score the goal. That proves to be the difference. Who else you got?
Andrei Svechnikov.
Can I say jinx?
Okay.
Second was Andrei Svechnikov.
Andrei Svechnikov. He has missed time in three postseasons, in three of the last five. He has missed time. Now, not completely in some situations. Like last year, he missed all postseason.
Hmm.
The 2 years before that, so this is the year 2021-2022 season. So 2 years ago, when they beat the Boston Bruins, they beat the Canes, beat the Bruins in seven, and then they lost to the Rangers in seven, where they won every single home game except that game seven against the Rangers. Don't get me started. But nonetheless, in those 14 games, 4 goals, 1 assist, 5 points. That's it for Svech. Like, you're supposed to be, like, one of the dudes, right? You were drafted second overall. You got the big contract extension. You are the power forward guy for this team. You're supposed to score big goals. You're supposed to be the dude. Go be the dude.
I would actually – it's not just what he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's what he is. Like, you have so much talent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the size, the power, the speed, the skill. Like, use it, right? You there's no reason for you not to. The other thing is we talk so much about that first line. The part of the deal is that first line has that first line. You know what I mean? Aho gets to deal to Gensel and Jarvis. Jarvis gets to get set up by Gensel and Aho. Svetch has to take another line and raise their level up to an elite level because that's his role, right? He's that like we just said, the talent, the money, the draft capital. It's time for it all to come true. All of that promise, all of that potential, it's time for it to come true. And yeah, you haven't been here. You've been out. How many times has a Canes fan in a bar argument with their friend said, "Yeah, but we didn't have Svetch"? How many times have they said, "Gosh, we would have won if we would have just had it. He's out. He's hurt. What are you going to do? It's a freak injury."
And he got hurt after the trade deadline, so they couldn't go get anybody.
How, like, you need to back up all of those fans right now that have said you were the missing piece, you were the difference. And all those we'd have like three cups if he didn't get hurt. So he was only hurt three times. I'm a fan at a bar. Don't correct me. We'd be a dynasty if Svetch could just stay healthy. We've all been that one, right? You're just
exactly.
You're 10 minutes into a 9-minute argument, and you're like, now I'm going. Now it's 14 minutes. Now it's 20. Now it's my friend's gonna have to drag me out of this bar. Andrei Svechnikov. But I mean, the reality is, there are only and the Canes have, I would say, more than most teams, but there are only a certain amount of individuals on each team that can truly, you know, like, win a game for you, can truly affect the game in multiple ways and score the goal and make the hit against the board and make the pass. And Svetch is one of them, right? So, you know, with great, should I go full Spider-Man on him?
Yes.
With obviously Spider-Man is with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
I would say with great talent and skill comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been, your hard work has earned it. Your development, your dedication to the sport has provided you with this responsibility, this ability to affect series, and the responsibility of it is, don't waste it. That's why he was my second. Really my fourth, because the first two are Aho and Freddie.
And we know that the Islanders are not as talented from top to bottom.
Your
as Carolina.
Overwhelming
they're
favorites in most metrics, betting, and everything else.
Islanders are going to come out and they're going to try what they did last year and try and bully you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to try and do. So Svetch is going to be that physical presence for Carolina, and he can't bite and take dumb penalties.
That's exactly as soon as you said they're going to try to bully you, my head went to easy, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoa, easy. No retaliation, dumb penalties. If there is a hooking in the offensive zone, I'm going to go crazy. From Svetch. Other guys have earned the right to get mad at refs and stuff. Svetch, the worst part about all of Svetch's penalties is they're not even like borderline. It's not like I can get mad at the ref and go, oh, let him play. It's like,
yeah, it's,
yeah, you did. You did.
Blatantly kind of tripped that guy.
Look at the Jumbotron, man. Come on. I'll defend you. I will. Like, sometimes people confuse me with like a hard-hitting investigative. We have Brian Murphy for that.
Yeah.
Like, I will turn my fan hat on. I will go all out. I will defend you on borderline calls just because you wear the Canes jersey. But when they're not borderline, even then,
I might still ride that line. Like, oh, come on, stay in your skates, buddy. Jeez.
I mean, in the moment, yeah, but the next day, I'm usually like, I watched it again.
See, worst dives of beer league. Come on.
Yeah, you get into like, save the diving for the Paris Olympics, buddy. Synchronized.
Oh, there's a chirp for you.